The Popinjay Knight, Valentine Williams. The son of G. Douglas Williams, the chief editor of Reuters, George Valentine Williams, 1883 to 1946, followed in his father's footsteps and began his career as a journalist, returning to it frequently, even after he found success as the author of 25 novels of crime, mystery, and espionage. In 1905, at 21, he became the Berlin correspondent for Reuters, but left in 1908 to work for the Daily Mail, becoming one of the first accredited war correspondents in World War I in 1915. Later that year, he enlisted in the Irish Guards, advanced to the rank of captain, and was awarded a military cross. While convalescing from shell shock, he began to write thrillers on the advice of his friend John Buchan. He had several memoirs of his war experiences, With Our Army in Flanders, 1915, as by G. Valentine Williams, and Adventures of an Ensign, 1917, but then produced his first work of fiction, The Man with the Club Foot, 1918, as by Douglas Valentine, introducing Dr. Adolf Grunt, known as Clubfoot, one of the first great master criminals of fiction who appeared in a half-dozen books. Other series characters created by Williams include Trevor Dean, a bespectacled genius English policeman, though most of his cases take place in the United States, and Mr. Treadgold, a Savile Row tailor and amateur detective. Dividing his time between England, the French Riviera, and the United States, Williams went on to write 30 books, while also acting, lecturing, and writing screenplays. When World War II began, he was recruited to the British Secret Service and was assigned to the British Embassy in Washington, D.C., but resigned before the end of the war to move to Hollywood to work as a screenwriter, though none of his scripts were ever produced. The Crouching Beast, 1935, based on the 1928 Williams novel of the same name, was produced by the British studio Stafford. Set in the Dardanelles, it is the story of a mysterious British spy aided by an American girl in the theft of fortification plans. Williams's story, Fog, was the basis for the 1933 Columbia Pictures film of the same title. Directed by Albert S. Rogel, it starred Mary Bryan, Donald Cook, and Reginald Denny. The Popinjay Knight was originally published in The Knife Behind the Curtain, London, Hodder & Stoughton, 1930.